Taylor. I have a question for Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor. Dr. Taylor, this question that I have for you is, what is the difference between coaching and counseling?
Oh, I love sharing my pearls today. This excellent question. And I first of all want to refer to a great scripture in Proverbs 11:14, that says, where there is no guidance, the people fall. But in the abundance of counselors, there is victory. People come to me because they want victory in their personal life, in their professional life. So let's first of all look at the personal life. When I have the counselor hat on, as a trauma-informed counselor, I'm working with, where was the trauma? Where did you fall from grace? Who hurt you? Why are you hurting yourself? Why are you sabotaging? So a counselor is helping a person to have victory and overcoming the traps of the enemy, the trickster. It's overcoming the mindset that I'm ugly, I'm too old, I'm fat, it's not going to work out, nobody loves me. I work with so many women that I understand they suffer from mother hunger or father hunger. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our trauma starts in our childhood with the family that is dysfunctional. Maybe there's some alcoholism. Maybe there's unemployment. Maybe there's divorce. I know for me, my first trauma was when my parents divorced. When I even say it now, it went right to my gut. Mm-hmm. I felt it. And I know that I had to overcome that trauma. And so as a counselor, I'm helping women to identify and untangle the stories, the lies that we tell ourselves or other people tell us. You're not good. You're not pretty. You're not smart. What racism has done to us, the culture has done to us with social media, all this competition, it wears a person's self-esteem down. That's why I've been tagged the self-esteem doctor, because as a counselor, I'm helping people to find their worth, to know their value, to stir up their gifts, to find their voice. I wrote a book called The 12 Faces of Eve, and I help women to understand the many masks that we wear just to get love, just to show up at the job. We wear these masks because we haven't been able to tap into that wound, tap into that trauma that keeps us procrastinating, that keeps us in these serial toxic relationships, that keep us overeating, overspending, over busy, doing too much because you can't be still. And so as a counselor, I'm working with the trauma. I'm working with the childhood issues that cause us to wear many different masks. Now, that's different than coaching, Margo. Should we talk about that now? Or do you have any?
I have a quick question. I have a quick question about this counseling thing.
Yes, yes.
It seems to me being a Black woman, mm-hmm. it seems to me the trauma of racism, yes. and feeling the pressure of my ancestors, not being there, but kind of being there with my ancestors, the mm-hmm. DNA sometimes screams, and there's a great indignation about many things and anger. Yes. Do you believe that if more of us, Black women or women of color, would actually get counseling, take it to the trauma, we would be better off? Our happiness would be restored. Our bounty would be found. Our creativity would be released. What say you to just us in particular getting some counseling?
It is so critical. And what we do is we do it by storytelling, telling the story. What happened with grandma, grandpa? What happened to auntie? What happened to that uncle in the back room nobody talked about? What happened when a son went to jail and you knew they were innocent? What happened when they got stopped at a red light? And what happened when they lost their job because of racism? Let's talk about it. The trauma is so deep that what we've done is just to be quiet. Shh, mm-hmm. Don't talk about it because it hurts so bad. Even when I said earlier about my parents' divorce, look, I'm in my seventh decade, Margo, and I'm still remembering that 7-year-old girl who cried for her daddy. So a lot of times our fathers and grandfathers experienced racism. They couldn't provide for the families.
Yeah.
There are family members that talk about the KKK, and it's stunning to hear about it, not in a textbook, but to know that your own relatives experienced hangings, and racism on the job and racism on the streets and racism not accepted, not valued, looked over. And so what happens is that sometimes we pass along these fears, and the word of God says, we're not born with the spirit of fear. What happens is that we learn to be afraid. We learn to not speak up. We learn these things. And so we are fortunate, Margot, to live in a time now where it's getting easier for women to talk about these things, to talk about the shootings. I counsel so many women who've lost their children, lost a son or a daughter. We see it in the news. Yes. Children that we don't even know them, but it hurts us to see what's happening in our culture.
Yes.
So the mental health, the emotional health that we all need is only going to come by us telling our stories, owning it, and telling the truth, being brave enough to talk about it. And it's hard sometimes in counseling because we've buried it.
Yes. Yes.
And it's still alive.
Dr. Jewel, I don't want to cut in, but I think that this thing, your work of working at the root of the trauma, getting to the root of it, that has to be taxing, laborious work. And you may mention earlier, it's not something that is going to be resolved in one or two sessions.
No.
I myself know what the repercussions of tamping something down at age 61. I literally quit that good job because I took one phone call and it triggered something that happened to me when I was age 19. You don't talk about it. You don't think about it anymore. You tamp it down. One call rocked my
world. Triggered you.
Oh, put me in a tailspin and I could not pull out of it. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you have to, as much as possible, get with Dr. Jewel, get these things resolved, because I'm living testimony. I had to walk away from that good job. I was crying every day.
Wellness.
Yes.
It was for your own wellness. And you mentioned something earlier that I had to come to terms with. We've got a lot of rage.
Yes, we do.
We've got a lot of rage. And we're told, be nice, don't be loud, be polite.
Put that face on.
And so it bubbles up. And sometimes, unfortunately, it bubbles up at the wrong time. This is why the coaching, the therapy that I do is so critical to your well-being. Because if you don't, it manifests into cancer. It manifests into abuse. It manifests into an unhealthy overweight body. It manifests into troublesome relationships, divorce. It manifests into car accidents. It manifests into heart attacks, stroke, high blood pressure. The body remembers everything. And it's a deposit. It's a depository. It's holding all of these stories and rage and unspoken stories and feelings and emotions. And as women, we are female. That means the FB, our feelings are important. But when we don't acknowledge it, when we push it down and say, it's okay, he didn't mean it. It's okay. The job is paying my bills. It's okay. It wasn't my child. But that was a child that looks like your child that was shot and murdered. And you feel it.
Yes.
And if you don't have a place to talk about your rage, the betrayals that you've experienced, my sisters, if you don't have a chance to talk about the sadness you experienced as a little girl, we're not saying that you've got to be weak and you're being a baby. You've got to acknowledge the many parts in you. And that's what I specialize in, is helping us to tap into the many parts of ourselves. I'm not just
focus.
A woman. I'm a little girl in there that I want my daddy. I want my mama who died in the 80s. I want my mama. Okay. Their day. I don't want to see Mother's Day sometimes. Some days Mother's Day is a trigger for me. I lost my son to cancer. Sometimes it's just, I'm triggered when I see Black men being abused, or when I see a young man graduating or a young man living a happy life. I'm like, oh my God, my son didn't get to have that. So we all have losses and emotional bruises, and I call them hurt attacks. A hurt attack can cause a heart attack if you don't have the time to sit with someone like me and untangle and tell the story, find some peace,